First of all, if you could tell me why this review has been carried out of the Manx Grand Prix.
Manx Grand Prix is the second largest event during the course of the year that we fund through the Tourism and Motorsport Division of the Department. And we have, we believe, a responsibility to periodically review events of this nature and ensure that we are getting a justifiable return on the money that we spend. So although we have looked at the Manx Grand Prix a couple of years ago with our colleagues in the Economic Affairs Division, we felt that now was a good opportunity to sit down and review with our partners in the Manx Grand Prix Festival the progress that's been made over the last couple of years and to establish exactly what the costs were and what the benefits are, and then to take that information and utilise it in a manner that would move us forwards to ensure that we are optimising the appeal of the event to as wide a section of the motorcycling and tourism world as possible.
Are you able to say at all how much or to what level it's being funded at the moment?
Well, one of the objectives of the exercise is to look again at how we apportion costs across the main motorcycle events, talk to our colleagues in the other departments of government that incur costs for the Manx Grand Prix, and those, of course, are the Department of Infrastructure, the Department of Home Affairs, and also the Department of Health, so that we can actually get a handle on exactly what the annual cost is. We suspect that the costs have gone up over the last 2 or 3 years quite significantly, mainly as a result of enhanced health and safety features that have been introduced. And we estimate that the cost is somewhere in the region of 800,000 upwards. And we need to firstly establish exactly what those costs are, see how accurately we are recording the costs that are in connection with the Manx Grand Prix, and see then if how we can ensure that we are getting a return on that investment that is appropriate.
So what happens if it turns out that it's not making a good return on that investment?
Well, I think when we have the results of the initial review of the finances of the event, that will obviously then determine what corrective action, if any, is necessary to move the event forwards. I don't think anybody would suggest that the Manx Grand Prix Festival should not take place, but if we find that the event is making less money than we currently think, then there will be more impetus to make some adjustments to the formula of the event going forward. Now, we have already been doing that over the last couple of years, and we've been working not just with the Manx Motorcycle Club, but also with the Vintage Motorcycle Club and the Trials Clubs to introduce new features to the festival week. And there's lots of things that I think we could be looking at if we wanted to make some further changes. But I think the scale and scope of changes will very much depend upon the outcome of the financial review of the event.
And how much input are you going to be getting from the organising parties?
Well, significant input. We have currently have a contract with the Manx Motorcycle Club that requires consultation on the race programme, but also then we will be working, as we have done in the past, with other partners, with the Marshals Association, to make sure that we gain their views, and all the volunteers without whom the events of this nature on the mountain course simply couldn't take place at all. And you know, we need to make sure that those voices are heard. But we also need to be listening to the views of the wider community in terms of householders who live on the course, businesses who sometimes could be affected by the races, and ensure that everybody is having a say in the future scope of the event.
So are the organisers welcoming this review? What's their feeling about it?
Yeah, we discussed, we had a very positive meeting with the representatives of the Manx Motorcycle Club last month, and I think they fully understand that government is in a position where we simply can't write bigger and bigger cheques out every year. We fully expect that next year the department's budget will be stretched further than it is this year. We don't know what the figures are yet, but we need to be preparing ourselves for the fact that we may have less money to spend next year than what we have this year. And if we need to spend more money on health and safety and we have a smaller budget, then obviously we need to look very carefully at how that money is being spent. And I think there is a very general appreciation and good understanding of that and a desire to work together to ensure that the event goes forward from strength to strength.